You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 25th of November 2022 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I'm very sorry we do not have Grandpa Dan with us today. He is, of course, having a break due to it being Thanksgiving over there in Texas, and we wish him an enjoyable Thanksgiving day with his family, as we do to all our American listeners. And today we're going to talk instead about an attempt to decolonize computing degrees. And we've talked about this before. This organization, which is responsible for the quality of university courses in Britain, which has said that every course now has to decolonize itself, which means that it has to teach critical race theory. It has to teach that white people are to blame for all the differences in the world between different people groups. And this isn't just in history courses, this is in science courses, maths, physics, and now computing degrees. And this is Oxford University that is having to do this. Their title is Oxford to Decolonize Computing Degree and Emphasize Slavery Links. What on earth does slavery have to do with computing? Oxford has said it will decolonize computing degree courses because of alleged slavery links to machine learning. I mean, what on earth are you supposed to make of that? What kind of links could there possibly be between slavery and computing courses? Didn't computers get invented 150 years after slavery? Something like that. What are they talking about here? Slavery links to machine learning. Slaves were used as machinery, weren't they? Or rather, today we have machinery to do the jobs that the slaves were used for. I think one of the terms that they got referred to as obsolete farm machinery or obsolete farm equipment. Slaves that used to work on the farms picking the fruit, because of course we have machines that that do that today. I'm wondering if that is the link that they have here between decolonizing computer degrees and machine learning. The university's computer science department has overhauled modules to show students how global histories of domination and subjugation have impacted the structures of science they see and the assumptions they encounter. And of course, the sort of science that somebody is going to do is going to be the sort of science that their particular ethnic group is interested in, isn't it? It's not going to be they're not going to be doing science based on what somebody over the other side of the world might be interested in. If you're European, you might be interested in doing science that is to do with the climate that you're in. Maybe you'll be doing tests if you're in Sweden, perhaps, or Scandinavia. You'll be interested in things that are to do with winter, for instance, rather than being interested in things to do with the tropics. So, of course, the science that we see today has been affected by the ethnic group that is responsible for inventing science in the first place. I mean, it was Europeans that came up with biology, physics and chemistry and measuring the world to try and find out how the world worked. It wasn't black Africans. That's why you don't find black Africans involved in it. Oxford University says it is committed to understanding what it means to decolonize the curriculum and examining preconceptions that have been taken for granted for decades if not centuries. And as I say, this is based on this organization, which is supposed to be responsible for the quality of university courses. And they say, well, it's not binding that all these universities have to do what we tell them to, but it seems that all these universities are doing exactly what they've been told to by this course. I mean, Oxford is one of the best universities in Britain. The faculty, one of the oldest computer science hubs in the UK, says there is growing awareness that new technologies can have a detrimental effect on individuals, communities, and entire societies. And why might that be? Well, it might be that white people just naturally have an aptitude for mathematics, and another ethnic group, black Africans, might just naturally not have an aptitude for mathematics. So when you are including things such as computers and computer science, obviously there's going to be more white people that excel at computer science than black Africans that excel. And by this, by they're saying this could have a detrimental effect on individuals, I guess what they're saying there is they some ethnic groups could get particularly depressed because they don't see themselves represented in computer science. It's basically the reality. Basically, everything comes up against the reality of the fact that different ethnic groups do have differences. They have innate differences that make them what they are. And yet this whole anti-racist idea says that the only reason for these differences is because white people have been oppressing these other groups. And every time we come across a discrepancy or a difference, they say that it's down to institutional racism. And that's what they're doing here. They're saying the reason why we haven't got so many black Africans involved in computer science is because of racism. The reason why computers were invented with, I don't know, English text keyboards is because of racism, because they were invented by white Europeans. And that's why it has this this keyboard, this alphabet there. That's why they don't have them made up with, I don't know, the Swahili alphabet. The Swahili have to get a keyboard with a European text alphabet on it. And clearly that is going to disadvantage them. I mean, these are the sort of arguments that they come up with. They've even come up with saying that 2 + 2 = 4 is a white supremacist idea because it's white people that came up with it. One of the ways that they're saying that they're going to do this decolonizing is whenever a university now gives a grant to study something, the group that's doing the studying has to have a member of a minority in that study. It has to have somebody non-white in that study. And then therefore they can then say in the future when they look at the study, well, that was decolonized. It wasn't white supremacist because it had somebody non-white in the study. And of course, that just means that you just have a lot of non-white people involved in studies now that didn't really contribute that much to the study. They were just put there because of what race they are. So diversity quotas are now making their way into university studies thanks to this decolonizing idea. The Department of Computer Science, headed by Professor Leslie Ann Goldberg, has come under fire for becoming colonized itself by US radical critical race theories. And I do wonder if the fact that she is Jewish plays any part in this, because Jews do have a liking for critical race theory. They do like to promote this idea. Perhaps that is playing into this, as well as the fact that the organization, the university, have been told that they have to do this. We need to go beyond understanding these effects to realize that they are often rooted in a colonial past that, even at its most benign, sought to impose Western standards and understandings on other countries, and at its worst, enslaved and reduced local populations, creating divisions and hierarchies of value that are replicated in the vast data sets so often used in machine learning, faculty chiefs said. So that's quite interesting there. I mean, what other standards did they expect Europeans to impose on countries where they didn't have any standards, where they didn't have any systems of law, where they were still, for instance, setting fire to the wife of somebody that had died? I mean, we had this tradition of satay, I think it was called, in India, where when the husband died, the wife would, in some cases, she would throw herself on the funeral pyre herself. And if she didn't do that, then the male Indians would anyway. And she was apparently supposed to not feel any pain when that happened. And doing away with that was imposing Western standards on India. You have the Western standards of justice, a court of law. You have the Western standards of charity, investigation, education, all these sort of standards we brought with us. I mean, what other standards were they expecting us to bring to these other countries? They were expecting the Westerners to go out to India and bring Indian standards, or go to Africa and bring African standards. I mean, if Africans came to Europe, obviously they're going to bring African standards with them. They're not going to bring Western standards with them. So the idea that these other ethnicities could expect white people to turn up there and not bring Western standards is ridiculous. And Western standards are responsible for the uplifting of a lot of these countries. It says here, at worst, the Westerners enslaved the local populations. I don't think Westerners enslaved any populations. The black African chiefs enslaved the black Africans and they sold them. It wasn't Europeans that were doing the enslaving. In a lot of cases, it was Arabs that were doing the enslaving, and the Arabs would enslave the European population of Europe and then sell them on across Africa and into Arabia. But Europeans didn't used to do that. Europeans didn't go to Africa and go out on a hunting party and enslave black Africans and take them off. Europeans bought slaves. The enslaving was done by somebody else. So here you actually have a faculty chiefs at a university promoting this idea that white people went to Africa in hunting parties and enslaved the local population. The other point that is being said here is about these hierarchies of value that are replicated in vast data sets. And if it's a data set, then obviously it's accurate information. So what they're saying here is, because these data sets with accurate information show that there are differences between groups, that is a hierarchy of value that has been put upon that, therefore it's racist. Therefore, that's something that we need to change. It's all about getting rid of differences, isn't it, in this drive to have everybody equalized. And of course, you can only equalize everything by squashing it all flat. You can't artificially uplift people and raise their abilities in something that they're not actually any good at. So what they're basically saying here is that because white people brought in standards, because white people brought in a hierarchy of value for certain qualities, that all has to be got rid of. Anything that shows that there are differences between groups has to be removed. It comes after it emerged last week that the body advising universities on degree standards is now urging campus chiefs to go woke by decolonizing most subject areas. All subject areas are being told that they have to do this. The Quality Assurance Agency's new advice says that computing courses should address how divisions and hierarchies of colonial value are replicated and reinforced within the subject, whilst maths curriculums should present a multicultural and decolonized view. So they have to basically find non-white lecturers in mathematics, which is going to be difficult to do. Black African people, they don't excel at mathematics. There are other things that they excel at. And yet what the universities have been told, in order to decolonize the curriculum, they have to have black African lecturers. And of course, if you put somebody in there, if they say you have to have a certain number of black African lecturers, and the ones that actually meet that standard, there aren't enough of them, then it means you're going to get people with a lower standard that are in there. And then this hierarchy of value, which is basically reality, is going to make itself felt, and they're going to feel embarrassed that they're not up to the standard of the European lecturers. And it's not their fault they're not up to that standard. They just have a lower average IQ. It's the fact that there are these differences, and we do put a value on differences such as that, and we put a financial value on it. And what they're saying is that this is wrong. We shouldn't be valuing people that are more intelligent and are capable of contributing more to the nation. We shouldn't be valuing them more than others. But the fact is, there's a financial value there, isn't there? If you've got somebody that's highly intelligent, they're capable of doing a very highly powered job that brings in a lot of money for the nation, that they're obviously worth more to the nation than somebody who is only able to clean toilets or able to do some work similar to that. And that is a financial value that is put on the work that people are capable of doing. And what they're saying is that this is wrong. This whole hierarchy of value here is wrong. I mean, it goes completely against reality and the way that the world is. The Oxford Computer Sciences Department has announced that being non-racist is insufficient because the university has benefited from and perpetuated attitudes and practices rooted in deeply wrong biases and prejudices. And again, basically, a university is going to have attitudes and practices that are based on reality, particularly science departments and the studies that science has done. Unless they're saying that all these studies have been falsified, then the results of them cannot actually be changed. And they're saying here being non-racist is insufficient. What they mean by that is they have to be anti-white. It's not sufficient enough to be colorblind. You have to be removing white people from the curriculum and replacing them with blacks and non-whites. And if there aren't enough blacks or non-whites in history, then you just have to lie and pretend that there were. And this is what we see happening in history, particularly when we have people like that are mentioned in history as being African and they're in the Roman Empire. They'll try and pretend that they were actually black African. When the black Africans at the time were below the Sahara, they weren't able to get across the Sahara. So they didn't really have a role to play within civilization. They certainly weren't in North Africa in Roman times. That was Germanic tribes that went into Africa and took it away from the Romans. And before that, the Romans took it away from the Phoenicians. And each one of those groups is white. But because they were in Africa, historians today will try and tell us that they're black. And this goes back to this idea of decolonizing the curriculum, decolonizing history. And as I say, if there aren't enough black and non-whites there, then you have to make them. And the only way you can make them is by pretending that the people that we do have in history were actually black or non-white. And the Computer Sciences Department claims that as a result, carrying out research that is truly representative requires an anti-racist position, including decolonization and rejecting the conscious and unconscious biases of the past. Of course, they're saying it's a bias that Europeans just ended up including Europeans in their research, but there weren't any other groups doing any scientific research other than Europeans in the last, 500 years, 1,000 years. Of course, today, because Europeans have gone out around the world and shared our civilization with all these other groups, we do have people from these other groups that are taking part in research, but we didn't up until the age of today, and we certainly wouldn't have that research going on if we hadn't been kind enough and charitable enough to share our technology and share our civilization with all these groups that didn't have any. The faculty's new modules includes one on computers in society and another in ethics and responsible innovation. And remember, this is the computer science course. They're talking about ethics and responsible innovation. What they mean there is giving the grants to people who are non-white to do the innovating, instead of just giving them to people that are the best at their job, instead of giving it to people who are the best, have the best qualifications for the job. What they're saying there, to be responsible, you have to give it to people from minorities simply because they come from minorities, which again is going to cause a lowering of standards. The move comes as British universities increasingly turn their focus on the ills of the British Empire from humanities courses towards maths, science and engineering degrees, despite critics saying it has no relevance to the curriculum. That's just politicising everything, isn't it? It's saying that everything has to promote this this particular political view, which comes from the extreme left, and it needs to be embedded into everything. The department added that computer science itself has been characterised as a colonial system, exporting technology designed for particular cultural and social contexts into other areas of the globe without regard to local needs or contexts. And again, why should Europeans be concerned about social contexts of people that aren't actually European? You know, it's like when they complain about medical technology and they say, well, this medical technology doesn't work for black people. Well, why should it work for black people? If you want medical technology to work for black people, why don't you develop some technology that's going to work for your people? Of course, if you're developing something, you're going to be testing it on yourself, aren't you? And then once it works on yourself, then you're going to test it on some of these other groups. And that's what Europeans have done. They test it on themselves as an individual. and then they test it on themselves as a European group, and then they test it on other human beings, and that's from other groups. I mean, that's just the sensible way to do things. It's not that Europeans have thought, let's discriminate against the Aborigines. We'll develop this device for Europeans when all along we should have really been developing it for Aborigines. You know, it's not that Europeans are deliberately doing things for themselves when they could be doing them for others. It's just that that's just the sensible way to do things. It doesn't mean that they're exporting this colonial system everywhere. I guess this in computer science, this comes down to the logic that's involved, because we have groups that aren't very well known for their logic. So again, it's going to end up excluding these groups that aren't very good at logic when you're talking about things such as computer science. And of course, anything that has been designed by Europeans is going to be designed within European culture and within European social contexts. So of course, it might be different if it's exported to another part of the globe. But you know, as I'm pointing out, why aren't the people in that part of the globe developing their own technology there, instead of complaining that the technology that they are getting from somebody else, that somebody else has created, that it's not good enough for them? And that's the answer to this, isn't it? Is start developing your own technology, instead of complaining that Europeans aren't developing their technology close enough to how it is that another part of the world wants it. They say there is an urgent need to work on decolonizing digital innovation, digital content, and digital data to explore how databases and images might support indigenous knowledge systems. And when they say indigenous there, they mean non-white. Well, why don't the non-whites get involved in this and start creating their own databases and images? If they want this to be done, why is it that they have to demand that white people do it? And why is it that white universities are now demanding that white people do this? Why have we got this organization? Why have we got this organization, the Quality Assurance Association? Why have we got them saying that European universities are not doing enough to include people that are non-European? I guess part of this comes in with this privatization of the universities. So much of our universities are now funded through foreign students and bringing them in rather than actually teaching our own people. But at the same time, if we're good enough to bring in these other groups, then surely they think that what we have in our universities is good enough for them to be educated with. And if they're in there, then surely they can be developing and innovating things instead of demanding that Europeans have to do it all for them instead of for their own people. Toby Young, head of the Free Speech Union, told The Telegraph, "With the capture of the Oxford Computer Science Department, the colonisation of Britain's universities by America's grievance industrial complex is complete." And it is. They've taken over absolutely everything. He says, "Henceforth, it doesn't matter what subject you choose to study at university, whether it is English or computer science, you will be taught about critical race theory." So this is what I mean by everything has become politicized at university. They need to embed this thought into everybody that goes into university. They have to be brainwashed with this idea that instead of doing what's best for their own people, they need to be doing what's best for another people instead, and that it's not good enough to innovate and create things that are Eurocentric. You have to be creating things that are Afrocentric or Aborigine-centric. And really, I mean, it's quite insulting against two Africans and Aborigines, really, isn't it, to say that Europeans have to do all of this for them. Instead of saying that they should be doing it for themselves, they're effectively saying, well, they're incapable of doing it for themselves. We have to get Europeans to do it for them. You would imagine that they would be a little bit embarrassed at that, but apparently not. They support this. "Among the research projects established by Oxford's department is an ethical hackathon model to help students embed fairness and responsibility mechanisms into the design of tools and systems." You can imagine that tools and systems, I mean, they're matters of technology and logic, they're not going to be discriminating against the operator. And yet that is effectively what they're saying here, that these tools and systems, because they work better for white people, there must be something wrong with them somehow. A University of Oxford spokesman said all faculties regularly review and update their course curricula to reflect the latest developments in the subject, and recent initiatives have broadened the topics that we teach and research. Yes, they teach about slavery and anti-racism now instead of teaching about computer science. Most science courses include content covering the ethical and social issues around their subjects. Such content is often formally required by accrediting bodies such as the engineering institutions. So it's not just the universities that are saying they have to be doing this. The actual institutions where people are going to go on to work, they're saying these students have to be brainwashed with critical race theory and taught how to embed anti-colonialism into everything that they do. I mean, you would imagine that really these engineering institutions would just want the best engineers. I guess they're, what they're including in that now is the best engineer isn't just somebody who is qualified to do the engineering work, but somebody who is anti-white and who is going to be advocating for non-whites all the time, rather than doing what he can for his own group. I mean, I find it hard to believe that that's what these engineering institutions want. I should imagine it's because everybody's been told to promote diversity. And in order to do that, employers have to have a certain amount of non-whites working for them, and they have to show what they're doing to promote diversity. So I guess they can say, well, what we're doing to try and promote diversity is we're asking for universities as a part of the courses that they teach to also teach critical race theory. It's like a vicious circle, isn't it? The government push out this advice that everybody has to promote diversity because pressure's been put on them to do this by the universities, and the institutions then put the pressure on the universities to say, well, we want people that have decolonized the curriculum, and we want people that are anti-white. And then the university says, well, we've been asked to do this by the institution, we want to decolonize everything, and in order to do that we have to have changes at the top. So they'll put pressure on the government, and you end up with a vicious circle of just all these different groups pushing these ideas which are just harmful to civilization, which just ignore the reality of the world. The reality of the world is that we are made up as human beings. We are made up of various different ethnic groups with various different talents, various different characters, various different averages when you look at the statistics. And because we have these differences on average between groups, they end up with different life outcomes. They end up on average being better at some things and worse at others. And yet we're being told that that's not the case. Everybody is a blank slate at birth. If there are differences between the life outcomes of groups, then that must be down to racism. That must be down to colonialism. That must be down to white people. And the solution to all of this is to remove white people and replace them with non-white people. And that's what decolonizing is. It's removing the white people and replacing them with non-white. And the non-whites that are brought in, there's nothing here that shows that their qualities have been improved, their qualifications have been improved. It's basically just putting them into positions that they haven't actually got to by merit, that they're just being put into that position so that they can fill a diversity quota, which just generally brings down the standards throughout the whole of society. And you think, this is Oxford. This is one of the best universities that we have in Britain. This is an area of expertise that requires great intelligence and a very logical mind, a very male mind, I would suggest, computer science. I mean, it's men that are best at physics and computer science and mathematics. And what they're saying is that what you have to be taught there, that a certain amount of the course time is going to be spent on talking about how wicked and evil white people are for slavery, and how the fact that we don't have very many black computer science professors is down to white people being racist, instead of it being down to the fact that black people on average are better at different things rather than being better at computer science. I mean, all of this is just about denying the reality of the world and instead blaming differences on white people. And what's the end result of this? Well, you end up with people that are non-white getting hired somewhere, and then they realise that they're not actually good enough to do the job. Or you get people that are non-white at the university and they're not actually good enough to do the work. And they end up with difficulties, and they end up blaming white people for this. And white people end up getting irate about the fact that they're not doing things to their standard, and that they're being blamed for the reason why there are these other groups that don't do as well as them. And you end up with discord, and you end up with friction amongst these different groups in society, and that is the end result of multiculturalism. That is the end result of mixing all the different people groups together and saying, well, they're all just one kind, they're all just humankind. That's what you end up with. You have to acknowledge reality. You have to acknowledge the fact that there are differences between these groups, and you have to erect barriers between them. You have to have one people group to one territory, and then that people group can grow at the rate that it is naturally meant to grow at. And then you end up with people groups that are happy because they're living amongst their own people. Instead of measuring themselves up against other groups, they're just measuring themselves up against the people of their own group. And therefore, if they find themselves lacking in some way, it's possible for them to become better at it. It's possible for them to achieve that. But if you are measuring yourself up against another group of people, you might never be able to actually come up to the standards of that other group of people. You know, this is why we see black Africans so much better at sprinting than anybody else. This is why we see white people that are better at swimming than black Africans, for instance. This is why you end up seeing white scientists and particularly white men that are involved in physics and things like that. It's because that is things that white people excel at. And if you've got non-whites that are measuring themselves up against them, then non-whites are going to think, well, we're not doing so good as these people. Why is it? Well, it must be due to discrimination. It must be down to racism. Whereas if these groups lived amongst their own people, they would only be measuring themselves up against their own people. They would have a much better quality of life, I think, and the world would just generally be a much happier place. Well, thank you very much for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.